Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top-Tier Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 20th. The grains closed higher with July corn up a half a cent, closing at 354 and a quarter. July beans up a half a cent, closing at 889 and a half. And July wheat up 10 and a half cents, closing at 488 and a quarter. The meal was down about $3. Oil was up 46 ticks. Kansas City and Minneapolis were both higher. The only thing that really closed lower in here was November beans closed down a half a cent. So yesterday we had the huge wide range in the corn and the beans. It was an inside day today with higher closes on July corn and July beans. November beans didn't do it, but December corn did. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. It seemed like every time the stock market started to break, people got nervous and they sold off the grains. When the stock market came back, we rallied back. I really don't know where we're going to go from here. My inclination is that yesterday's low was the blow off. We held together pretty well here today. We need some positive news out here. We need to know what the government's going to do to help the American farmer. We don't have any word of that yet. The president has dug in his heels. Not only did he say that he could put another $200 billion of tariffs on, but there could be another $200 billion in back of that, making the total $450 billion. I don't know whether the Chinese are just going to say, you know, stick it, or what they're going to do. They can get grain from other sources. Not only can they get U.S. grain, I mean, they'll pay the tariff. Right now, beans are down about 13 or 14%. The tariff is 25%. So I don't think that's going to stop them from buying U.S. beans, which I think is relatively friendly. If we can have some kind of end to this trade war, I think the beans would absolutely skyrocket in here. But and the corn. But everybody's too scared to buy it because we don't know what the next tweet from the president is going to be. So, you know, how do you play this game? You play it the same way we've always played it. We look to sell rallies, good prices in the cash market. We roll down put options and take money out when we break. We're keeping the puts on because we don't know if this is the worst of it in here. One has to hope and pray it is, but there's no telling what's going to happen out here. So I wish I had something more concrete for you. The oil's starting to come back a little bit. The funds are short, I think, about 100,000 oil in here. Maybe not quite so much after today, but still heavily, heavily short. I've got to think they're about even in the meal now. They're short beans, short corn. So, you know, hopefully we can get something positive to rally this market. Now, the stock market's down on the year right now, but we've been higher and lower on the year a dozen or more times, so I'm not sure that means anything out here. But, you know, again, longer term, if you sold wheat out here, I would certainly suggest that you re-own the wheat with the call options. The beans and corn, you know, I think you can lightly buy some back in here, but with call options, but that'd be about it. If you have any questions about how to do this marketing, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.